change as we go along. We all have expectations of different kinds, and sometimes we're disappointed in those. This week, as I was going through some searches looking for some illustrations on expectations, I came across this one. Now, most of them were very serious, but there was one that said, what a woman wants in a man before age 40. She wants a man who is handsome, who is charming. The third one is very important, financially successful, one who is a caring listener. He must be witty. He must be in good shape. And he dresses with style. I mean, he doesn't just wear anything. He dresses looking very good. He appreciates the finer things. He's full of thoughtful surprises. He is an imaginative and romantic lover. This is what women before age 40 are looking for. After age 40, they just want him not to be too ugly. Would like to have somebody who works steadily. He doesn't nod off while she's emoting. Man, I'm finding out this is a very important thing here. She wants somebody who doesn't leave a lot of crumbs in the lazy boy. So if you're making a pie or a cake and they're going to eat it, you would like to know that he's going to keep all of those, or maybe even the chips, or in my case, peanuts or something like that. No crumbs in the lazy boy. Somebody who's strong enough to rearrange the furniture. And this one is vitally important. He wears matching socks and fresh underwear. Somehow or another, that's something that's... But the last one is where I fail immensely. He doesn't flip the TV remote all night long. I can't stand commercials. So if I'm watching a movie and they come to a commercial, I flip over and I'll watch a segment of whatever else is on. And so what happens is we end up getting bits and pieces. Millie told me, she said, I'd watch some of this stuff with you sometime if you just stay there and I could see the storyline all the way through. And it seems that most men, and I'm finding out, that they, what's interesting, the women are laughing and the men are looking straight ahead. I'm looking out across the audience. There's very few of the men who are, you know, going, ah, ha, ha, like that. None of the men are. All the men are looking straight ahead and their eyes are going like this. You know, that's what our expectations begin to change over a period of years. And I think all of us realize that our expectations when we graduated high school are going to change. I never will forget the Statler brothers singing the song Class of 59. And in that song, you said, well, we all had our dreams. We had our aspirations and things that we wanted to do. And then we ran into life and found out things were going to be much different. What kind of expectation do you think that God has of us? There's a way that we think about things, and God's expectations of us and what we think are oftentimes very different. In other words, we sometimes say, well, I want the guarantee that I'm going to be saved, but we oftentimes look at what we can do just to get by. I think God would want me to do this and this, and yeah, I don't do that, but I am doing this and things. And perhaps it may be just simply going to church. It may be, well, I go to church and I also say a prayer once or twice a day, you know, and all. And we don't think about maybe other things that we need to be doing. Sometimes I think that we run into our faith, looking at our faith in a sense that Christianity is a formal statement of where we stand. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Bible. But we think about that, but we may not have a deep commitment to changing anything in our lives or making anything different. And there are people in our world, and maybe there are some even in the audience today, that this is very much a description of what you think or how you conduct your life. I'm not your judge. I can't make that determination for you. But it's sort of the idea, well, I believe these things. And yes, I was baptized. I became a Christian. Well, is there anything more to that? Yes, there's a change that needs to take place in our lives. But oftentimes we are baptized and we go back out, and our lives are very much the same as they were prior to our baptism. It seems to me from the reading of the scriptures that God wants more than that. And in the text here in Colossians 3 verses 1 through 4, and incidentally, have your Bibles turned there because we are actually going to go down as far as verse 16 later on here. But at any rate, the point that I'm trying to make is that there is a difference between what we were and what we are today. At least there is to be a difference. Have you seen the shows on television where they do makeovers? And then they move from makeovers into finding someone who was homeless and taking them and making them over. And that's who this individual is here that you see. He's a man who was homeless. You see how he's dressed. You see his hair and his beard and everything. And they put him on television and they said, we're going to change this man. Well, they really didn't change the man, but they did change the way he looked. And the point that I'm trying to make is that what we have in Scripture